fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver. Hooray!
Young Jack Turner stood beside his father admiring a beautiful black horse, and the boy's eyes glowed as he patted the glossy coat of his father's prized possession.
You see, Dad, Blackie likes me to pet him. Oh, golly, he's sure a beauty.
Yep, I guess Blackie loves you as much as you love him, Jay. I'll tell you what I'll do, son.
What?
Seeing as today's your 15th birthday, I'm going to make you a prisoner, Blackie, for your very own. How's that?
Oh, Dad. Honest? You mean it, Dad?
Yes, son. From now on, Blackie's your horse.
Golly. Oh, golly, Dad.
Look there. I think Blackie knows I just give him to you. Take good care, Blackie, son. He's one of the finest horses in these parts. He'd bring a big price if you ever sold him.
Sell him? Sell Blackie? Oh, gee, Dad, I'd never sell him, never. Not even if I was starving, I wouldn't sell him.
Fine. I think you'll be good for each other. You can have that studded saddle, too, that I've been using on Blackie. He's used to it.
Golly, Dad, I don't know what to say. I ought to thank you. Oh, gee, this is the best birthday any boy ever had, I bet.
It's thanks enough to see you happy about it, son.
Jack! Come here this minute, did you hear me?
Your stepmother's calling you, Jack. You better go see what she wants. She don't like to be kept waiting.
Oh, but, Dad, I want to see...
Hey, run along, son.
Jack, you hear me calling you? Do you mind me, young man? I'll take the broom to you. Come here.
I'll tend to Blackie, son. Now, hurry up before she gets real mad at you.
All right, Dad. I'm coming right away. Goodbye for a while, Blackie.
I declare you're the most exasperating boy I ever heard tell of, Jack Turner.
I'm sorry, Mother Turner. Well, you see... Dad gave Blackie to me for my birthday as a present.
A boy like you's got no use for a horse. And giving birthday presents is all foolishness. Now you get in the house and get that fire going in the stove. And you better make it quick if you know it's good for you.
Yes, ma'am. I'll start it right away.
It was a week later... Jack Turner was in the kitchen of the small ranch house, stacking wood beside the kitchen stove under the supervision of his stepmother.
Watch what you're doing there, boy. Oh, of all the clumsy galoots. Now look at my clean floor.
I couldn't help it. They just started rolling and I couldn't stop them.
Here, you Tom Beecher. What's the idea of running into my clean kitchen like
Mrs.
this and
Turner,
getting everything off?
Mrs. Turner, he's hurt. He's hurt bad.
Hurt? Who's hurt?
The boss, ma'am. Mr. Turner.
Dad? What's happened to Dad?
Keep quiet, you. I'll do the asking. Now, what's this all about? Speak up.
Well, the bull got loose. Mr. Turner tried to get him back in the field. You better come quick.
Land's sakes. Well, get to town and bring a doctor. Hurry up. Don't just stand there.
I've been trying to tell you, ma'am. A doctor won't be no use now.
You mean he's...
Yes, ma'am. He's dead.
No. No. No, not my dad.
The sudden death of the father he loved so much was a terrific blow to young Jack Turner. His soft-spoken dad had been a buffer between the sensitive boy and his hard, domineering stepmother. Now that his dad was gone, Jack's life was more miserable than ever, and the boy's loneliness was overcome somewhat by the love and companionship of his beloved horse, Blackie. To Jack, Blackie was everything, especially since the horse had been a gift from his father. Therefore, it was with a shock to Jack when, passing under the living room window, he heard the voice of Jeff Linder, well-known gambler from town, mention Blackie's name.
Like I said, Mrs. Turner, I want that horse, Blackie. I've got the cash.
Blackie.
I don't like to deal with you, Jeff Linder. Well, I guess your money's as good as anybody else's.
No.
That is, if you make the right offer.
No. She can't sell Blackie. He's mine. Dad gave him to me.
Then you're asking a mighty high price for him.
I'll get the price I want. That's a fine horse. One of the finest in the country. My husband knew horse flesh, and he paid a right smart price for that horse when he bought it. I'll take $2,000.
No.
Take it,
Elliot. Oh, Blackie. They can't. I won't let them.
Drive a mighty hard bargain, ma'am. But I heard that was what you were asking, so I brought the money with me. Here it is. Now, you make out a paper saying what that's for, and I'll take the horse with me.
All right. The horse is yours, Jeffrey.
No.
I'll let one of the boys bring him round as soon as I write the
money. No. She can't do that. Blackie, I won't let that man have you. I won't.
There now, Jeff Linder. The horse Blackie's yours. I'll see that somebody gets him for you. Well, there's my stepson at the corral now with Blackie. Jack! Jack, bring that horse here to the house. Do you hear me?
I guess he heard you all right. He's mouthing up. That's sure a beautiful bit of horse flesh I bought.
I don't know why Jack saddled him up just to get the... Jack! What are you up to?
Hey, where's he taking my horse?
Get up, Blackie!
You! Jack! Come back here, I say!
Might as well save your breath, Mrs. Turner. That kid's not coming back from the way he's riding.
It must be he heard I was getting set to sell Blackie.
You mean he's running off that horse now because he figured I was here buying him?
I'd say that's about the size of it. Oh, the young scamp. The way he moons over that horse. Got the idea he owns Blackie personally. Says his father gave him the horse.
Listen, all I want to know is how do I get Blackie?
Jeff Linder, that's your horse now. You bought him and you got the receipt for him. It's up to you to get him back any way you please.
All right, if that's the way it is. I'm going back to town. Show the sheriff this receipt for Blackie and report that that kid stole my horse.
Now, wait a minute, Linda. There must be some other way to
as
get
you
him
you said, that's my horse now. That button stole him. I'll see that there's a posse after him inside an hour. Goodbye, Mrs. Turner.
For some time, Jack gave Blackie his head and followed the trail into the hills. The boy's one thought was to get as far away as possible.
Take it easy. Easy now, Blackie. Easy, boy. Easy. That's it. Blackie, they'll never take you from me, Blackie. Never. I promise you that. I'd rather have you die than to be owned by that no-good gambler, Jeff Linder, that's what. Good old boy. I guess you know what I'm saying, all right. We'll never go back, Blackie. I guess I just about hate Ma Turner for selling you when she didn't have the right. What? Well, that's downright stealing, Blackie. That's worse than that, in fact. Yeah. We'll get along, Blackie. I'll take care of you. And as long as we have each other, why, we... There's somebody coming on the trail ahead there. Ho, Blackie, ho, ho, boy, ho. Two Indians. Look friendly enough. Maybe I'd better get you over.
Why not go? You wait.
What do you want?
Me like him, Black Horse.
Him plenty good horse.
Where boy got him, horse?
This my own horse. My father gave him to me.
Me trade Indian pony for Black Horse.
Mm. Oh, no, sir. I wouldn't trade Blackie for all the ponies in your village.
Let me tell one, though.
Huma!
What are you talking about?
Me take Black Horse. You ride pony.
No, no, you can't have Blackie. Get that boy. Get that boy.
Meantime, in their hidden camp in the hills, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were busy preparing a midday meal. Suddenly, the ranger listened, then spoke.
Tonto, I thought I heard distant shots.
Oh, me not hear them. Me listen. Me hear him now.
Here, Silver Scout. Pretty big fella. Ride up the trail and find out what's going on.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
There they are again, Tonto. We should sight them in a minute as we get around that bend ahead. Look, Tonto. Two Indians after a boy.
I'm riding this way in trail.
We'll separate and ride in from each side so we won't harm the boy.
Get him up, smoke,
Silver. Ho, Silver, ho, ho, steady, easy. Back now.
Ho, ho, Blackie, ho, ho, ho there, ho, Blackie, ho.
Those Indians won't bother you now, son.
They were going to take my horse. You're an outlaw.
No, I'm not an outlaw.
But that mask, and there's an Indian with you. Why did you...
You're hurt, steady, big fella.
Indians get away in a hurry.
Toto, the boy's hurt. Let me help you off your horse.
Yeah. Oh, my arm.
And there. Now we'll see how badly you're hurt.
It just bullet scrape an arm, Kemosabe. Me fix it. Be all right.
Manage his wound, Toto. And we'll take him to camp with us for the time being.
A short time later, Jack Turner was resting in the Lone Ranger's camp. The Lone Ranger had soon won the boy's confidence, and in few words, Jack had told him his story. The Lone Ranger listened attentively, then he questioned the boy.
Did your stepmother know your father had definitely given you the horse, Jack?
Oh, yes, sir. I told her, and so did Dad. But after Dad died, she told me everything belonged to her. Now, I'd better be careful, or she'd turn me out to shift for myself.
Oh, that's not good.
No, Tonto, it isn't. The woman must not realize what she's done.
I just couldn't let that crook Jeff Linder have Blackie. He'd be mean to Blackie. I know he would.
You love that horse, don't you, Jack?
Oh, yes, I do. Blackie's all I have.
I can understand how you feel about Blackie. Tell me about your dad. What sort of a man was he, Jack?
Dad was a mighty fine man, sir. He and I got along together just great.
Do you remember your own mother?
No, sir. I was only 3 when she died. I lived in Dry Rock then. Dad moved on out here after he married again.
Wait a minute. Was your father John K. Turner of Dry Rock?
That's right, sir.
Well, Jack, I knew your father.
You did?
Yes, once he was sheriff in Dry Rock. We became friends.
Oh, golly! Then maybe you'll believe I didn't steal Blackie, that it really belongs to me.
I'm sure you didn't steal the horse, Jack. In fact, now that I know who you are, I think we'll be able to prove that Blackie belongs to you.
Look, Kemosabe.
What is it, Tom?
Look far off, coming around another hill on trail.
A large group of horsemen. They've come from the direction of town.
Why, it's a posse. I'm sure of it. They've sent a posse after me for stealing Blackie.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. now to continue our story. Just as the Lone Ranger told Jack Turner that he could prove Jack owned Blackie, Tonto pointed out a large group of horsemen coming up the trail in the distance.
I'm sure it's a posse from town. What'll I do?
Tell me, is that the saddle your dad always used? The one you have on Blackie now?
Oh, no, sir. I grabbed the first saddle I got my hands on when I left. Dad gave me his regular saddle, too, when he gave me Blackie, but it's back at the ranch.
I see. Right now, it's best that the posse, if that is one, should not see us. We'll mount up and move back into the hills.
Wait, Kemosabe.
What?
Look, someone riding to stomp posse.
Good thing they can't see us watching them.
The man who rode up to them seems excited.
Well, I think I know him. I'm sure that's Tom Baker, one of our ranch hands.
Wonder what's happened.
Him pointing back to town.
Posse has turned around. They're riding back. We'll mount up and follow.
Oh, but if
don't worry, Jack. There's something at your ranch I want to find. After that, you won't have anything to worry about. Come on now.
Meantime, back at the ranch, Mrs. Turner sat facing Jeff Linder and one of his friends. Jeff held a gun in his hand.
I told you I changed my mind, Mrs. Turner. I want my money back. And I want it now.
But I don't have it. Right after you left this morning, I took it to town and paid it to Banker Miller. The bank lent me money to buy stock with.
Listen, Jeff, we better not hang around here. That bank job we did in town's got me jittery.
Bank job? Then you too.
Shut up. I told you one of the ranch hands saw us through the window. Then he went riding off in a hurry.
Now we'll have to take the woman along with us. She can send a note for 5 times that money. When we get it, we'll let her go.
We'll get in a heap of trouble, Jeff.
Come on. We'll ride while we get the chance to leave. And you're coming with us, Mrs. Turner, right now.
I saw him through the window. 2 hombres holding a gun on Mrs. Turner.
No, place is empty.
And they've taken her away with them, Sheriff.
Come on.
Right.
What's up, Sheriff?
Men, 2 hombres took Mrs. Turner away with them. We'll spread out and try to cut shine on them before it gets dark.
Good idea, Sheriff.
We'll hunt until we find them.
It was almost dusk when the Lone Ranger with Tonto and Jack Turner rode up behind the ranch house at the Turner Ranch.
First, show me where to find the other saddle, Jack.
Steady, boy. Yes, sir. It was hanging on the corral fence when I left.
Me have a look around, Kemosabe.
All right, Tonto. Meet us at the corral. Come along, Jack.
Saddle should be right... Oh, it's gone.
There's a saddle.
That belongs to my stepmother. She must have left and taken mine instead of her own.
That complicates things. Whose saddle are you using now?
It's the next one. I told you I grabbed it in a hurry this morning.
I see. Perhaps if we wait a while, your stepmother will be coming back. And we can
find...
What is it, Tonto?
We hear 2 men talking bunkhouse.
Oh?
Woman taken away by 2 men. Posse, go out. Make search.
So that's what the excitement was. Maybe we can help, Tonto. We'll spread out away from the house and see if we can cut sign on them.
Well, the horse had a slight limp in the left foreleg. Maybe that'll help.
It will help, Jack. Come on. We'll try to find the trail.
Becky,
now the posse rode off in this direction. Their tracks would cover any others that might. Otto's found something. Come to her.
Come on, Becky.
Here's sign. 3 horses. 1 hand limp. Them not follow regular trail from ranch. Them go this way.
All right, mount up, Tonto. We'll follow the trail.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Get up, Becky.
Finding the trail left by Jeff, Buck, and Mrs. Turner, the Lone Ranger, accompanied by Tonto and Jack, finally approached a small shack near the end of a canyon.
There's shack at end of canyon, Kimasabi. Look like trail lead there.
Yes, that's probably where they've taken the woman. Posse must have missed the trail.
Ah.
Oh, Silver.
Blackie.
Jack, you better stay here and wait. It's too dangerous for you to go on with us.
Yes, sir. Easy, boy.
Now, we'll ride a little closer, and we'll go to the shack on foot, Tonto.
Ah.
Come, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Oh, Silver, steady.
Someone shooting behind large rock on side of canyon.
Yes. They must have seen us coming. That's too close for comfort. Get over behind those boulders quick.
Ah.
When they shoot again. Now, Tonto, I'm going to crawl up the side of the canyon. You keep them busy from here.
You be careful, Kimasabi.
I will.
Meantime, behind the large rock on the canyon side, Jeff and Buck kept their eyes glued to the boulders below where they had last seen the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Wonder if I winged one of them.
I don't know, but I don't like this, Jeff.
Shut up.
They're still there, all right.
You stay here. I'll sneak around and go down alongside them and take them by surprise.
I don't think you will.
What the?
Look, up there behind us, a masked man.
Get him, Jeff, quick.
I'm getting out of here.
Oh, no, you don't.
This will settle you.
Watch it. Hit you just in time.
No mask on me's going to get me.
That's what you think.
I'll flatten you out.
Like this, you mean?
Oh.
I will hold you for a while. Otto, come up here and help me get these crooks to the shack.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Jack reached the shack where Mrs. Turner was being held. After tying Jeff and Buck securely, Tonto took them behind the shack to wait for the posse. Meantime, the Lone Ranger and Jack went inside.
Jack! Jack, how did you get here? Who's that masked hombre with you?
I'll answer that, Mrs. Turner. In trying to save the horse he loves so much from being sold to a crook who would have mistreated the animal, Jack ran into danger. He was almost killed by a couple of roving Indians.
No. Then I would have been to blame if he had been killed.
In a way, you would have. I'll cut those cords for you now.
Those two men, I didn't realize they were real crooks. If you hadn't come along, I don't know what would have happened. I made a big mistake. I can see that now.
Yes, a mistake that might have proved serious for both you and Jack. There. Now you're free, Mrs. Turner.
Thanks, mister. I don't know what to say to you.
Don't forget that, please.
Jack, you haven't said a word since I came in. Oh, I know how you feel, boy. Well, I want you to know I'm sorry about what happened.
That's all right.
I realize now that you love Blackie. And from now on, he's really yours, Jack. I'll get back the money Linda paid me somehow, but anyway, I want you to keep Blackie.
Golly, Martuna. Oh, I'm glad you feel that way about it.
And I'll treat you better from now on, too, son. Guess I haven't tried much to see things your way.
I'm glad to hear you talk this way, Mrs. Turner. You see, I didn't think you were very...
How's it come, Kimasabi?
Good. They can take over the two men you're guarding out there, Tonto.
Oh, what's going on here? I want a mask, man. Reach, mister,
take
before
it easy, Sheriff. He found me and he also brought Jack back.
Well, if you say so. Jack, I got to take you along for stealing that horse. After all, I...
Wait a minute, Sheriff. If a person takes what really belongs to him, it's not stealing.
But that horse was bought and paid for by Jeff Linder and that boy there.
Mrs. Turner has a charge to make against Jeff Linder and his pal. Meantime, I want you to look at this.
Yeah, let me see that. To all whom it may concern, I join. Well, of all, this here is the last will and testament of John K. Turner, Jack's father.
But John didn't leave a will. See, everything just
needs. If this is his real signature, then this is a will. And it leaves everything, the ranch and everything on it, to his son, Jack.
Well, but where did you get that, mister?
I told you I knew your father, Jack. He told me of this will, and that he had hidden it by sewing it into the back part of that studded saddle, the one he gave to you.
Why, that's the saddle my attorney used this afternoon.
Yes, I got this from the saddle on her horse a short time ago.
Hey, Sheriff, I trail you here. Banker Miller wants you.
Yeah, what's happened?
He says the money Mrs. Turner paid to him this morning, that $2,000 she got from Jeff Linder, were bills that had been stolen from the bank in that holdup a month ago.
In that case, Mrs. Turner doesn't have to return his money. It belongs to the bank.
That's right. But now we got to track down Linder and get him for that robbery.
That won't be hard to do, Sheriff. Step around to the back of the shack outside. You'll find Linder and his friend tied up and waiting.
Well, I'll be... Come on, Tom.
Right, Sheriff.
Well, Jack, now that you own everything, I guess I'll...
Boy, it won't make any difference, Ma Turner. Honest.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Jack. In fact, according to the will, you're obliged to give support to your stepmother, or the will won't hold.
All I want's Blackie. Ma Turner can have the rest.
Oh, no. Oh, no, son. We'll run things together. You and me.
Come on.
Gee, you know, Ma Turner, I think I'd like that.
But there's one thing, son, that you gotta stop doing.
What's that?
Calling me Mother Turner or Ma Turner. You see, son, deep down inside, I always wanted you just to call me Mom.
All right. Mom? Golly, hadn't it been for the Lone Ranger?
The Lone Ranger? You mean that masked man was him?
Why, sure, Mom. Didn't you know?
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.